USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We need to stay unified.
President Joe Biden addressing Democrats at the party's National Committee fall meeting on Saturday afternoon, highlighting the benefits of passing both the infrastructure package and the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure package at the same time.
The question American people are going to be asking is whether we're helping them and their families in a real way. Can we deliver for them? As Democrats, we have to show that we do understand, that we are delivering for them, and that we are keeping our promises.
Republic Airlines Flight 4817 makes an emergency landing at New York's LaGuardia earlier this evening due to a security incident. A law enforcement official says a passenger got unruly and suggested he had an explosive device. 80 passengers and crew making it off the plane safely when it landed. He got a ride in a police car. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A big development in the story of the missing Texas toddler. A few days ago, his mother was pleading with people to help find him after he wandered away.
She had saw her son chase their dog down the road, so when she got that information...
Now the sheriff of Grimes County has confirmed that Christopher Ramirez has been found alive. He was found shortly before noon Saturday, about 5 miles from his home. And while they took him to a hospital to be evaluated, the sheriff says he appears to be perfectly fine. The United States meeting with the Taliban this weekend. Multiple outlets are reporting the delegation from the United States has met face-to-face and will some more before the weekend ends with those Taliban representatives in Qatar. If accurate, this would mean the first face-to-face meetings between the two sides since American forces withdrew from Afghanistan in August. In our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Some concerns about President Biden's health after some Friday public appearances. More from USA Radio's Michael Fortier.
President Biden's speeches Friday marked by coughing and a case of sniffles.
600,000 jobs a month. The American Rescue Plan, which we passed shortly after I was elected, we've taken our foot off the gas. And the world has taken notice.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked about it at the end of Friday's press briefing.
Is he all right?
He's doing great.
Thanks.
He's got some allergies.
This is not the first time Biden has faced questions about his health due to frequent coughing. The New York Post reporting these questions go back to 2019 before he was elected. At that time, his doctor blamed it on stomach acid reflux. In 2020, Biden blamed it on a cold. The Post points out that the 78-year-old has yet to release the results of his annual physical exam. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Two U.S. cities are holding their marathons this weekend. It's a Sunday running of the 43rd annual Chicago Marathon, and it's going to be unseasonably warm this year with temperatures expected over 80 degrees. And, of course, a big draw every year is the Boston Marathon, although it hasn't been held in 2 years because of the pandemic, but it will be held on Monday. Normally held in the spring, but after not being held for so long, they decided to schedule it for fall this time around. And coming to you this evening from our New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.